the main points. The West Regional Council has adopted a budget of over 5 billion CFA francs for the execution of development projects in 2025. At least 69 Malians have died after a boat bound for Spain from West Africa capsized off Morocco. The Intermediate Lions of Cameroon face the wild beast of the Central African Republic in the Return Leg qualifier for the next African Nations Championship CHAN in Bafoussam today. The journey to eternity has started for Madame Habisu Sajo Bidunkpat, Secretary General of the Chantal Biya Foundation and Chargé de Mission at the Presidency of the Republic, who died last week on December the 18th. Her mortal remains were received at the Yaoundé Simalink International Airport last night at a sad and heavily attended ceremony and in the presence of First Lady Mrs. Chantal Biya. The new organizational chart of the Cameroon Press and Publishing Company, SOPECAM, will be drafted and presented early next year. This is among the major projects of the Interpress earmarked for the year 2025 to run on a budget of over 22 billion CFA francs, as disclosed during the 72nd board meeting of SOPECAM, chaired in Yaoundé by its president, Minister Joseph Lee. He spoke to Vanessa Utnang.
The year 2025 is a very, very important year in the life of our nation, with at least two elections, the presidential election and the regional elections. We have also tried to see how SOPECAM can well accomplish its role by accompanying the state, by doing all what we have to do in our sector of activity. Then we also thought that it's now important, very important, to adopt a new algorithm. That's why we put in place a working group that will work on this aspect for 30 days. It means that at the end of January, we must have a new organigram and see who are the personnel who can occupy this or that post of duty. I can tell you that everything went on smoothly. We have been working together without any problem, and SOPECAM is now ready to face the new challenges that are coming, especially for the year 2025.
The West Regional Council has adopted a budget of over 5,224,000,000 CFA francs for the execution of development projects in the region. The budget was adopted at the close of the third ordinary session of the council, chaired by the president, Dr. Jules-Hilaire Foka-Foka, in the presence of West Governor Awa Fonko Augustin. Eric Langmia Wufo reports.
The members of the Regional Council deliberated on six key issues during the two-day session, amongst them one authorizing the president of the Regional Council to elaborate the status in view of the creation of a regional investment forum, another authorizing him to create a smart region, amongst others. The budget for next year is said to have witnessed an increase of 28 million francs CFA. The Secretary General of the West Regional Council, Dr. C.V. Itanke Esomo, states that the budgetary allocation is segmented into two.
The budget of the year for 2025 is 5,224,000,000 francs CFA, whereby we have a functional budget of 1 billion and an investment budget of 4 billion plus. We are going to have a revamp of the developmental aspect insofar as the West Region Council is concerned.
In 2024, 50 projects were earmarked, and 25 of such projects have been executed and received with an execution rate of over 38%. The Regional Council in 2025 is targeting the construction of classrooms, the rehabilitation and construction of roads and tourist sites. The event was attended by the Governor of the West Region, Awa Fonko Augustin. Eric Langmia Wofor, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
In politics, CPDM officials in the Lekki division of the Central Region have reviewed the 2024 activities of the party in the division and discussed major national events. It was during a meeting chaired by the head of the divisional permanent delegation of the CPDM in the Lekki, Minister Henri Eyebe Aisi. Aponse Ate has the details.
The delegation of the CPDM for the Lekki convened an extended meeting at the Ministry of State Property, Surveys and Land Tenure. The session, presided over by Henri Eyebe Aisi, brought together prominent elite and CPDM section office members to evaluate the party's accomplishments over the past year. The highlights of the session included the presentation of the comprehensive report on the CPDM's 2024 internal activities, emphasizing efforts to strengthen grassroots structures and mobilize support for national initiatives. The delegation also engaged in discussions on major national political events and their implications for the party's strategic direction. The meeting also served as a platform to honor the late Jean-Bernard Ndongo Isomba, the former president of the Lekki CPDM section, whose contributions to the party were recognized with deep respect. Additionally, participants reflected on the challenges facing the CPDM in the Lekki, while outlining plans to enhance political engagement and effectiveness in the coming year.
CRTV News. Abroad, at least 69 Malians have died after a boat bound for Spain from West Africa capsized off Morocco. The makeshift boat was carrying about 80 people, but 11 people survived, and at least 9 of the survivors are from Mali. In sports, the Intermediate Lions of Cameroon will take on the White Beast of the Central African Republic today at the Kwekong Omispo Stadium in Bafoussam. The match will count for the final round of qualifiers to the 2024 CAF TotalEnergies African Nations Championship CHAN. Shivon Boguma reports from Bafoussam.
Football fever is sweeping through the West region as fans gear up for the highly anticipated clash between Cameroon and the Central African Republic. The showdown at the Kwekong Omnispor Stadium promises to reignite the region's passion for international football.
It's a privilege that the president gave us that much infrastructure in the West region. And ever since, teams of the West region have been performing very well at the level of the National League and the National Cup.
Now, the Intermediate Lions are back, giving the region another shot at the electrifying atmosphere of top-tier competition.
We are very happy to receive this match because it's been long. Ever since we had the African Nations Cup here, we have not really received another match of that level. We are impatient to see what is going to happen.
We know the Lion will win the match, and it's a great event. We'll be there to support the Lion.
The West region, home to exceptional sports facilities and a cradle for budding talents from across its divisions, has expressed its role as a hub for football excellence. With the Lions pitching camp here since December 25, the stage is set for a performance that could inspire not only the region, but the entire nation. Shivong Borgama, CRTV News.
To end the news, once more, the main points. The journey to eternity has started for Madame Habisu Sajo Bidunkwat, Secretary General of the Chantabia Foundation and Chargé de Mission at the Presidency of the Republic, who died last week. The West Regional Council has adopted a budget of over 5 billion CFA francs for the execution of development projects in 2025. At least 69 Malians have died after a boat bound for Spain from West Africa capsized off Morocco. And finally, in sports, the Intermediate Lions of Cameroon face the White Beast, the Central African Republic, in the return leg qualifier for the next AFCON or next African Nations Championship CHAN in Bafoussam today. That ends the 7:30 a.m. news with Ngu Henry.